we go around the table and kind of introduce who's here, beginning with Kathy.
Kathy Duvall.
Paul Braden.
Ben Clarkson.
Brent Fulmer.
Dirk Clayson.
Kim Lynn.
Linda Alderman.
Mike Duvall.
Okay. Kessa Wheeler.
Has anybody heard from Shauna, Dale, or Dave?
I hope not.
I haven't heard Dave.
Ben?
Supposed to be snowing up north.
Brent.
Yeah. Usually he'll call and see if there's a camera available, and he hasn't.
He didn't do that this time.
So, Dale, or Ben, do you know if Dale's...
There he is.
Well, that's a real cool question. You're
double
tonight. Dale, take this spot, and I'll move on the corner here.
We're going
to so we have quorum.
You have to climb the mountain over here.
Okay, welcome, welcome. Meeting minutes have been handed out. They've been approved via internet. Replies. Does anybody have any other corrections or any additions that they'd like to make? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to accept them.
I make a motion to accept them.
Second.
I'll second it.
Brent, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Financial reports, Linda.
They are in your hand. And I am not fully organized here. I will do them. Which one does it say for something
like that? Okay, so we're looking at the three pages that we have here.
You've got a...
So the... January through December actual, I'm guessing, is the first column.
Yes, budget versus profit, yes.
And compared to the budget. And so we can see on the revenue side, we're only shy $5,000.
We have received... several assessments already, assessment checks, which is, well, we were happy we received the check from the Hunt.
Is the Hunt's check in here?
$4,000, yes.
It's included in here?
Yes. Which has brought us back up away from scary.
And you've been putting donation or assessments received in?
I have put them in
with the January 1st date?
I've been putting them in the bank. No, I put them in with this date. We'll fix that January 1st date later.
Well, when you deposit them in QuickBooks, you should put them in at the January 1st date.
I will do that from now on.
So, because we can't see how much it is next year, so otherwise. Okay.
All right.
Anything else you'd like to
But they are with? They are under 2011 assessments. I mean, that's their category. So.
Okay. So in the assessments paid, it's not broken down on the report.
Perhaps is there a category for 2011?
Doesn't look like it.
And that's why.
No, it's probably a class that you've given that it still disrolls in the assessments. You've got QuickBooks there?
I do.
I think if you pull this report up and you double click on it, it'll give you a breakout if you've been categorizing it separately. If it's just been something you've been putting in the comments, and then it won't show it separately.
Not putting in the comments. December What do you want me to pull up?
Well, how much of this is next year's assessment? I don't think there'll be an easier way than you just looking from that profit loss. If you pass it over here, I'll know how to break it out from that.
Thanks, Mommy. Thank you. First stuff's in my car.
And while I'm looking at that, you can go ahead and keep explaining the rest of the report.
We are attached. There we go. It's not anymore.
It doesn't.
Hey, I read a good article in the paper.
How are you today?
Good, how are you? That's pretty remarkable.
Good kids.
Yeah.
Good wife.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll keep it signed.
All but one is there. He was on a mission.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. See you later. Okay. Not all of these are on here. This is as of December 31st, but yes, they are on here. And the amount I can't click on. Because you have that.
Right. I'm trying to sort through that there.
I was just going to tell you a deposit. Okay, I have two deposits here. One for $3,400. I have another one for $1,300, which is going over to the bank. And so that's $5,000 approximately. What else do you want me to explain?
I just walked through the expenses.
Okay, the expenses.
They are, and this should be a time just to kind of look because we're doing the budget.
Right.
So,
well,
you know, each expense item should be kind of looked at and said, okay.
So are we doing the 2011 budget? Because that's on a different sheet. I'm looking at what we just,
right.
The reports that we do every month.
Be on the same sheet, right?
I gave you two separate ones, one for the monthly report that we do every time, and then I gave you a 2011 that will stay at the top worksheet.
Aren't they the same numbers, though?
No, because I made some deposits and received some assessments since that, since I made out the other one, which I did last week. So.
Well, which is most current, then?
The most current one is the 2010, 31-2010.
Is it this three-page report?
No.
Okay.
I'm looking at the balance sheet, actually, online.
I don't know that I have a...
Look at the top. It says 2010 on the top, if it's the monthly one.
Whatever report we
need. Like this, yeah. No, that's your balance sheet. Budget versus actual.
I don't know that we have any budget versus actual other than this one.
And I even tried to consolidate them. There's just too many...
Whatever report we should have so we can kind of walk down through and go over.
Okay.
You decide and give it to us and go through that.
I think
exercise.
I passed them out.
Yeah. You passed out the four pages of the 2011 budget worksheet.
It's portrait. It's one. The budget worksheet is horizontal, right. Landscape. And the 2010 at the top is a is.
But you didn't pass that out.
I did.
You only passed out the balance sheet.
Budget versus actual?
No, that's the balance sheet.
That's the balance sheet.
Right.
You should go over both of them.
Thank you. There's a few expenses that were made this month to Larry and to our normal expenses, which is phone. And things like that. I only don't have it here. That's the password. No, I didn't. It's on the front hand back.
For me.
Okay, on the front you have ordinary expenses. This was done on the 9th of December, which was yesterday. And the assessment fees may not reflect the ones that were paid because they were paid for 2011, and this one in this budget is 2010. So.
I'm looking at these. Are we have to go through each one and sort it out. So all of these.
You've got detail up. Oh my goodness, yeah.
All of these are 2011. If they were entered as a January 1st date.
Yes, and they're not.
I thought we'd gone over that last time, but
probably. But
that's
this
why.
This has been a really crazy 2 weeks.
Well, that's why let's do it right in the future.
I know.
It needs to be within that calendar year, then it won't show up on this report.
Okay.
And otherwise, it's very difficult to go through and say, okay, how many of those?
Well, these two reports are only $1,000 difference on the total of
right. Okay. And it's just because they were run at a different time frame. One was run on December 9th, and the other one was run maybe a few days before that. The part that I can't sort out from either of these reports is out of our anticipated budget of assessments of $138,000, what was collected, because it also contains within these numbers the assessments that are from 2011.
Which is approximately $5,000.
So you can go back through and
yeah,
change
it's just
later.
Been in the last week that we've gotten 2011.
Get that. And if I do...
Go to November.
Go to, say, December 2nd. So we're still about 9% short overall.
That's what I'm saying, from the budget that we did last year.
But
our problem is,
we've made it more realistic.
We did a budget assuming 100% was paid.
Exactly.
And obviously, 100% will never
pay. And especially this year, that's not a realistic.
So it's probably better for our planning purposes next year to plan on about this 130,000 rather than 138.
What you did was you, on this plan, we anticipated 10,000 that may or may not.
Well, and we shouldn't have added that in addition because there's always some that didn't pay this year. So in addition to assuming we'd collect all of this year's budget, we assumed we'd collect an additional 10,000 of those that were delinquent.
Correct.
So I think those were probably, you know, bad premise. We did get eight of the 10,000.
I was going to say,
but again, we're going to be within, we're not going to get 100% paid. So I'm just suggesting this year that we better look at a little bit more realistic revenue bill. That's probably one of the things that kind of threw us into a little bit of a year-end tailspin.
Well, and I anticipated wrongly a problem, major problem, not remembering that we would get some assessments in line with the agency. I got a little hyper-concerned.
So
I got close to $1,000 in the bank.
This year, if we're looking at, we can probably kind of cross back and forth a little bit on our sheet that we're trying to draft our budget. That's one of the most critical items for today's meeting. It says that we have a revenue goal of the $72,000 and $47,000. Does that represent 40 split? How's that total?
$120,000.
And divide that by 300 on lots. Is that what we're collecting on? One times, what's our assessment?
434.
434. Close. So that'd be 130,000. Took 90% of that. $117,000. So probably where that says $128,000, I'd say we probably ought to put maybe $120,000 would be about the best we're going to do this year. Because I don't think we're going to be as successful at collecting as many late fees as we did last year. Because we, you know, caught up quite a lot of those that were behind. So does that sound reasonable?
Okay.
So that's about 92%
yep.
payment.
Well, it's more realistic.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to have that this back, Linda. Thanks.
Thank you.
Building and facilities.
You should have a sheet that has 2011 at the top. It's a worksheet with the, it has the requests for funds separate from the one. Yes, you've got, that's the one that came off, that's the original one I sent, though. That I've got, I sent one this week, and I made a copy of
not
it for you.
One.
No, that's just from this year.
I thought this far column over here, Linda, was the 2011 proposed budget, isn't it?
Are you on the first page? Yes, you're right. That is correct.
You're on the right one. Okay, good.
So it's the one that says total should be 2011 budget.
Yes, you're on the correct one. When I saw those blanks, I thought, oh, that's the wrong one, but you're on the expenses, I mean, on the income.
So we're looking for 2011 budget worksheet.
Yeah, you're on.
Which looks like this.
Yeah.
Is it page one?
Well, there's page one. That's page one? Okay, got it.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so revenue goal, 120,000. And if we look at the other categories here, buildings and facilities, we anticipated receiving $2,000, but we received $4,500. Is that right?
Yeah, let me
for rent income, and the proposal is for $4,500 for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, these are.
Where did that income come from?
These are cabins. Right here. These are cabin rentals that people rented separately from what their assessed time is that they could have in the cabin.
So we more than doubled our revenue in that category from last year.
But why isn't put in the category below that says cabin rental, where we budgeted $1,300 and have zero income?
It goes into, it's in a category in my book that says cabin rent at a night stay, and that's why I end up in there.
Obviously, cabin rental should be crossed out because it's included in the rent income above.
Now, if we, if you have somebody renting, not renting, but, you know, say the scouts are coming out to camp or something, and they, would that be under facilities? Or is that under a different category altogether?
Well, it looks like 100% of the revenue was booked under building and facilities.
Okay.
That should be.
Which, unless we see a reason to break it out in some way, probably adequate. Cleaning fees have been done away with, and so that's at zero. And we have some donations. Which it looks like we had $395 in donations, and we decided to move that over. Is that what we anticipate this year, or should we change that? I know we've had a lot of donations that we're not tracking through the association. I don't see a need to.
Unclassified is on a Fuzzy APE.
So yeah. That probably shouldn't be under
right,
donations.
That shouldn't be donation. That should be, you know. Well, or broken out as a contract income or a vendor income or something.
Mm-hmm. She can print this out for us.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want at contractor?
I'd put Anaslav's ATV income.
In our vendor file? So we bill them.
Just a category.
It's a category right here.
You're going to take out cabin rental. Right?
Yeah.
So I would add right underneath that where cabin rental is, Anasazi ATV income. So it would become a new line item.
Okay.
Something like that, or have we collected money from the Desert Fox Race?
Not yet.
Or would it go into this?
I have them as a vendor.
But it still has an expense or an income category. It doesn't have anything to do with the vendor.
I invoice them. Receivable
Under accounts receivable, $1,200.
Oh, how did it, Scott?
Yeah.
Have
when you
that's the account. Cabin rent. There's the cabin rent. Sorry, hold on. Go ahead. Donations.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be under donations.
Okay.
Donations are going to be taxed differently. It's a different
I know that.
Classification altogether.
Yeah.
So go ahead and add a new category there for
Desert Fox Race or whatever.
Right.
Or it needs to be, I don't know.
Excuse me, Dirk?
Yeah.
Or board? Just want to address a concern there, or not a concern, but a suggestion. Maybe we should leave cabin rentals in there as a separate category so we can track year to year what our cabin rentals for the association members adds up to every year, and then maybe have a separate category for rent income for outside activities or outside vendors that come in. So that way we can track that and see how we increase it or decrease over the years?
Yeah, we have that now. We just have two categories for cabin rentals.
Okay.
We have a member renting a cabin and then an outsider renting a cabin.
I don't care.
Under the same line item.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll add some new categories there. We don't anticipate that income this year from the Desert Foxes, so we won't add that to this year's budget, but we'll only put the 100 over here from Anasazi. Okay, next item is Friday night cookout. We anticipated $1,500, and we only got $580.
And
that's
that is because I'm and I'm not sure why, but because I put those in as a receipt. QuickBooks deals with it differently. I put it in under Friday night cookouts, but Nancy and I have agreed it. I'm sure that there's more that has to come in than that. So,
well, it still
one
goes in to some one of these categories.
It does.
Right.
It doesn't evaporate.
No, I know it doesn't evaporate, but this is...
So even when you put in a sales receipt, it, you still have to pick a category for the income. So you can go back and look at a sales receipt and
they
see.
They say sales. These one. This total is, has sales receipt on them.
I still think, as far as budget next year, we should put $1,500 down because there's still quite a bit of people saying they didn't know about it. As far as income for next year, I don't think that's too far out there.
I agree with that.
So I've wondered if it should be dropped totally, considering the last 2 years. If it, I don't know what kind of irritation it is, you know, what time.
Bill,
all the Nancy spend on it.
I would say that. It's, we don't have a real good way, but my guess is if we only had $564 of income, we probably had, you know, other expenses associated with producing that that aren't easy to track. So we're probably just wasting time with that activity.
And we talked about that, tracking it on her end and on my end. And so I personally feel like it's a lot of people that are involved in that. That's a good real district. It works really well. Mm-hmm. People.
Well, and it's a good social deal as far as members.
Was it meant to be an income item, or is it meant to be something
I think
well, it was meant to be an income item, and so from my standpoint, I see no value in it. If it's something that we're doing as a guest services or something like that, then that would be a different discussion. So,
like they still pay for it, but it's not... We're not
generating any income.
Right.
Off of it.
We're covering costs ourselves.
Are we advertising it? Are we doing anything?
I think it's getting better. I mean, well, the first year was just kind of, we tried it.
We put it on the
newsletter system. And stuff. It's pretty good exposure.
Do you have any extra sheets? Every time people rent a challenge, you can send them. Do you have extra sheets?
I think Linda does that. Linda does it, yeah. I just think it's a good way for people to interact on a Friday night.
Nancy, how do you feel about it? You're the one who does it.
I like it. I think it's, they have fun when they do it. You know, when it happens, it's fun for everybody.
You know, if it,
and then we get good feedback from the people that do come.
If we spent, you know, $500 on it, you know, it's basically a wash, but it's still kind of positive stuff for things to do at the ranch.
Okay. Well, see, my thing is I've been thinking about this a lot. Not just that, but we need to apply basically a little time management to all this stuff.
Right.
And we look at this and we go, okay, I think it ought to be dropped as a category because we're trying to say we're going to make money on it. I'm not saying we should drop the activity. I'm just saying we should drop it as a category where we're saying we're going to make money on it. Okay?
Right.
And then we need to look at the number of hours it takes to actually do this and every hour that you're involved in something like this, and I'm not taking away any of the social involvement or anything else. I personally don't go to them. I'm not a social person like that. I don't like, I will never show up at one, but the fact of the matter is other people enjoy them. What I'm saying is that we have to look at how much time it takes, how much time it actually takes to do this. Is it worth it? Okay? When it takes time away from other activities.
Right.
I think if we can put them on, take it out of as a category, put them on and break even, and as long as it doesn't take away from the other activities, you know, do it.
Well, but I think we have to have it in the budget to know how much is going to be spent on it. And the other thing is tracking how many people actually are there, and are they all paying or are they guests? Is it a membership freebie that people come to and enjoy? So I don't know.
It's all paid. Everybody that comes to it is paid.
Everybody comes to paid.
Unless they're guests of ours, and then it's my food.
For you guys to prepare for 25 Friday nights and buy the food and get it there and prepare it, look to me like it's a lot of hours.
I don't. I only buy the food if they're coming. So they have to, we come to town on Wednesdays. During the season, it's pretty much the only time we come unless there's parts or something that need to be bought another time. So they have to RSVP by the Tuesday before that Friday night. If they RSVP by that Tuesday, then I put it on. If they don't, then I don't.
So we have to eat on Friday anyways.
Since they have that RSVP, do you have some log or data that says this is how many people have been?
I have it in my receipt book that I don't have with me. In the receipt book, I have the people who come.
Oh, that's right.
On 10-4, there were 46. And that was $464 right there. That was in Friday night cookouts, and why it's not showing up on here, I don't understand. I've just gone back.
46 in what period of time?
And this is when a desert talks.
Yeah, I did 46 for that night. We didn't have a lot of them this year. We really didn't.
$10.
That's the amount. So we just had, three or four. So it went in appropriately. So that's why
you were at most of them, right?
Yeah. For this.
You were at it. Whenever we have them,
which is nearly 100% of the income.
Right.
But that's not.
We've made more than that.
We haven't had that many.
Still more than.
There's been a few where we've just had like two or three guests. It come. What's her name from?
I agree. I think taking it off. We still have to budget for it.
It always washes though. It at least washes because I don't ever spend more than what they pay. And I give them steak and chicken and side dishes, and it's still.
I think nobody's questioning the quality or the amount or the pleasure, but I think where we're looking at a time crunch, not being able to do other things on the ranch.
At 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Whatever it is. That there's a time requirement.
Somehow we need to reconcile the accounting associated with it. And if you've got a log, that you're keeping going in the future, we should be able to say, here's a log. Three
okay.
people came
right.
this day.
Mm-hmm.
We collected $30. Next week, you know, 10 people came. We collected
$150, right.
whatever.
Right.
We should be able to tie that with these sales receipts. And right now, I mean, like, she's got just one evening in there.
Well, I turned in receipts with it. I turned in receipts with it. And there is it. That one evening was that many.
Right. So we're saying that out of the $564, one evening was 450 of them.
Actually, there wasn't 45 people there that night. There was more people on that receipt. That's just that I turned it in on
night.
The day. There was other people on other
night.
Other
that night. Was for several other weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one, the one for the
last year,
the Desert Foxes
yeah.
was $360.
Substantially more than the book showed, and I thought we were getting that corrected.
Yeah, we got to have these simple problems fixed. And
I agree.
Somehow, in between your accounting and Linda's accounting, we need the integrity to be there. And so, are you're probably not doing any cookouts now, right?
Yeah.
So I would say the very first cookout that you're doing, I'd like to see the log. I'd like to see the sales receipts. I'd like to see how Linda's entering it into her report.
Okay.
And then we can say, gee, that worked. You know,
you said
that you turned in $62. She actually recorded $62.
Ben had us get a receipt book, so every time I turn in money to her, I categorize it on a receipt.
Right.
And I don't make a different receipt, one for each cookout. I put it, you know, all down, you know.
A running total.
Yeah, $50 for this night for five people for the cookout, you know.
Right.
And then, because I don't turn it in every day or even every week, because we don't always see Linda or come by and turn it in. But
but we should, and we've gone through a lot of process to try to have mailboxes and deposit
mm-hmm.
slips and receipt books, and we need to get every week this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
This, so, you know, otherwise, and I don't want to belabor this too much, but we've spent an entire year and we're saying the exact same thing we said at the first last year when we were having this same meeting. Oh, we need to do better. We're confused. The books don't look right. We're going to have to get the word out better. And so we've obviously made no progress, even though we've all put a lot of man hours into this. And so, you know, I for one have really got to see that change. And I think, you know, we at least then would have facts that we talk about. And we can say, okay, this isn't making any money at all. In fact, we average only about three people. Some weeks we have none. But we like doing it, and it's a good thing to offer to the ranch. That's okay. What I have a real hard time with is sitting here and reading the report and having, well, we turned in a lot more money than that. We turned in this, we turned in that, we turned in this. I'm like, well, is somebody embezzling funds then?
I don't think so.
But money doesn't disappear into thin air. So,
I can show you the
somehow
receipt.
We've got to.
Well, part of that I think is, you know, because if you've got receipts, some of that you've got to get with Linda. And so that, you know, this last year we should have in June and July, every month when we have this meeting, we have this profit loss, and some of them that if you and Paul don't agree with these numbers, then we've got to, you know, maybe not a board meeting, but then we've got to find time to get together with Linda or whatever and get help to get those corrected so that they reflect correctly. Like this thing that, you know, Paul was just bringing up here on, hey, we need to resolve some of those things.
I had a question, too, about the... But I highlight it, and I tried to call Linda. We just missed each other every time I tried to call her because I just looked at this Tuesday.
She's the one that found it in January, I think.
It said in here that nothing has been paid for federal income tax or whatever, you know, the...
Property taxes.
Taxes. Federal withholding taxes.
And they aren't paid out of this.
Oh, okay. So this is different. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't. I was like, oh my, that could not be good.
So we just see, you know, the gross amounts.
Okay.
But I think, you know, partly our fault. We set up those mailboxes.
Yeah.
And weekly, we were supposed to turn in receipts. And,
right.
I think we did okay for a while.
And money is in.
Google offers a free service where you can all access file on this.
Right.
And, you know, you can do away with a lot of the paper. It's just a nightmare. It never makes it to where it's supposed to. And Nancy can just sit down at the computer once a week and input it, and that night you could all pull it up. It doesn't cost anybody anything, and then you come into these meetings, and it's all done.
Yeah, I use it at home. Our kids use it for school projects, Google Docs. But I don't agree that that's the issue.
Right.
It's not hard to say, I've got these three receipts, and while I'm in town, I put it in the box, and Linda gets those three receipts, and that triggers her to do something with those. You know, and the cash had to accompany those receipts. You know,
and that's the cash flow transfers through Google Docs and stuff. And it's a matter of walking out in the truck and getting the receipt book and sitting at the computer and entering it is no different than walking in and put it in the box here that we've set up. So some of it is just being strict enough in getting, you know, setting up the system and then using it. There's going to be a few bugs to work through, but if we abandon it a week later or something.
So, I mean, I think we've made some progress this year, but let's try to put the integrity into our financial process by following through with those simple procedures. And if they're not working, let's address them the week they don't work instead of 6 months later. And I think we'll, you know, close the gap on this. Is that fair? Because I hear these things all the time, and I apologize if I'm frustrated with it, but enough is enough.
Well, and some of these things, as things we still need to, you know, Linda, and if you want me, I mean, I can help or you know, sometimes outside of me, you know, and we have some of these things that are under budget, and then we have miscellaneous income of $5,000. I guarantee that some of that $4,500 should have been categorized in one of the categories, not just thrown in a lump sum, I don't know, miscellaneous.
All right. Yeah, I personally have a hard time reading the budget thing and understanding.
Right. And we need to revolve that. We need to have a budget that we can pull up. Again, every month we're going through the budget reports.
I would like, if
we've got to have integrity in that process. Everybody has to know what it is. Has to trust in the numbers.
It sounds to me like Linda needs some education in the QuickBooks to understand how it works.
Well, definitely, I think Linda will agree with that.
She's agreed with me.
There's also several things that, you know, before Linda took them, like this payroll thing. In the budget, it says payroll withholdings. That's not even how it's paid. So now it has that category show up showing a zero. It should never even exist because it's not even paid through there.
Right.
But some of these things, like cabin fee, like cleaning fees. I understand we did away with cleaning fees. Did we not have anybody last year, member or non-member, leave a cabin so messy that we didn't charge them?
I don't know if I charged. I know that we had one that you were going
to. Not this last year. The year before it was pretty bad. Okay. Yeah. So if nobody did, then great. Then that's justifiably being a zero.
Right.
Usually we've always had a few hundred dollars of, you know, where we've charged people for really
trashy
cabin.
I had one this year, and we decided not to do it, and she was going to send a letter to him just to remind him.
Okay.
Because it was someone that hadn't stayed in a while.
All right.
The biggest part of that miscellaneous income is Ponsagant landowners, and when I pull up a sales receipt on that, it doesn't give me the categories that is on here. It doesn't show up.
Well, you can choose the category.
Yeah, some of those things, Linda, we just need to teach you, because things like the desert foxes that have been coming every other year or every third year for 20 years, or Ponsagant. We've had income from Ponsagant every year for the last 15 years. We definitely need to have a full
wildlife
income.
Zero.
It's budgeted at $4,500.
That doesn't mean that's what you need to do.
Yeah. On sales receipt, it doesn't work the same. On the way I used to do it, was I'd put in an invoice.
Well, and I don't know, Dirk, some of that we need to look. I mean, some of those, I don't use a sales receipt because they get more confusing. Why not deposit the money and deposit it in there?
Yes.
Well, but again, nobody's asking you to use a sales receipt.
But
Well,
I was doing
the difference between making a deposit or creating a sales receipt or some of these where you do an invoice and then when you collect the money, you post it back in. But the first time you create that invoice, you have to choose the correct expense account that it will credit towards.
And it worked before I started doing sales receipts. The sales receipt has been the problem. And the ones that were didn't have
well,
category.
Well, you pull up that sales receipt, and I'll show you where you do the category. I agree we need some training, but the training only stems out of seeing that there's an inaccuracy. And the problem is, we're not pointing out the inaccuracies.
Except once a year.
Once a year.
Hey, how come this isn't in there?
No, we're not going to charge
struggled at every
anymore
meeting
and
I've been
at
explaining
no,
something
no,
for
no, we need to. I don't think we want to budget for that.
Right.
Yeah.
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 You
no,
don't
I,
understand.
Exactly.
It's in
budget
your
is right. Okay. We're not going to hold and say, hopefully we can get this much.
There's
nothing
like
in 2010. And a few in 2011 will collect the money.
Okay. I was just thinking, because there are... There's like specific people that you know are going to, and I don't care about singing here and there, speaking that word on that.
Well, if they're not right, we need to just to determine
that
type
of
thing.
This is
where
a
cap and somebody,
instead of miscellaneous income, you're going to go in there and click on that. Click on this.
Can I just suggest that we do the training some other time than board members?
I agree. But I just want to point out
here.
Well, Kathy, I'm happy to do that. If you, what's the suggestion? We've been through this when Shauna was the secretary for 2 years, was going to get together before we got the laptop. I mean, we got to come up with some process to do that.
Well, it appears to me from my first, and I am not the know-it-all, and I'm, this is not my strong point at home. But I do pay the bills. That this needs to be adjusted and taken, we need to look at what, in a side committee somewhere and take a peek at what we have going on here and reassess it and come up with new, whether we start a whole new program or maybe Quicken isn't satisfactory for us. But something needs to be evaluated so that Linda doesn't have to go through this every month and every year. So how do we do that? Who's an expert in it? Do we have someone
in
our
organization? I'm an expert in it.
You are? Oh.
And I've put a lot of time into it.
I know you
have.
And I'll put more time into it. And I've put time into it with Linda trying to get these reports. So
I think from the time I've been here,
my frustration
it's come a long
is
way.
That the expectation isn't
where it should be.
And so I'll be glad to provide training. I've had hours and hours of training provided with my secretarial help.
Wildlife income is on the list when I do it as an invoice, but it's not on there for sales receipts.
I understand,
so,
but
and
nonetheless,
the
issue is, I could show you, just like I did, how you add a new category even in sales receipts.
Okay.
The issue is, I don't want income to come in miscellaneous.
Right.
I think when you get to the point where you're saying, gee, something's wrong here, and I've got some income, and I don't know how to put it, don't just put it somewhere.
Okay.
That's what needs to change.
Yeah, oh, no, it's plenty cool now.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And I agree, now's not the time for the training, but I just want to get it clear. The program's adequate. The ability to do this is adequate.
So it's understanding it.
We just need to stop being hillbillies about how we manage our finances.
I agree. Apparent. So do we need a motion?
No.
We need
all of us, as a board, we need to commit we're going to demand more. Braytons have got to commit we're going to turn their receipts in and have our own backup documentation if there's a question and fix it monthly. And Linda has to say, I need to know how to do it 100% that I bet my kid's life on it, that's right, or I'll...
Well, in other words, the key to us is that we need to all be responsible that at this meeting we are all more accountable for what we request and for what is given, and not slack off and say this is going to pass today, okay?
Right.
Are we agreed on that?
Right.
Poor Linda, you in the hot seat again, dear. Okay.
Okay, we were on nightly cookouts. I think if we're going to do it, and Brayton's RA, you know, I think that there is money that has not been, you know, tracked through, I think we still put $1,500 in there and try to make it a viable thing. If we're not, I think that we don't spend any of the funds entrusted from members and let Braytons are free to coordinate a potluck but not take association funds and spend it unless we're going to make a profit, or at least, you know, last year the budget showed that we had lost several hundred dollars, which was not accurate, but that's the way it showed up. So
it's a positive experience. Wonderful.
Okay, 1500. On to the next item.
And I have one question about that. If I kept all the barbecue receipts on one, like a running record of it, would that help?
We need to turn it in weekly.
And turn it in also. I mean, turn the money in, like with a separate receipt, but keep a running thing of it so it's all on one.
As long as you have a written receipt of it, whether it's all on one or separate, we'll work.
Okay. All right.
Right. And when you come to the meeting next week or next month and the report's handed out and you say, hey, that doesn't match my receipt.
And you bring that, you know, bring the receipt book.
You drive the receipt book here,
right.
And we can say, ah, okay, we need to rectify that.
Okay.
Okay. Good question.
Grazing, we budgeted $7,000. We took in $6,000. Does that include the last check you were saying that Doug had paid?
Let me look.
Did we get any fees from the Johnsons?
No.
Or is that just
last year was traded. If they use this year, they should be paying, so we should be able to increase this income.
Are they coming back?
I think whether they come back or we use Hunt's Cattle's additional cattle, I think they both have made requests, and so we should be able to generate some income there.
So what do you...
that is Hunt. She has 6,000 of it is Hunt.
Were we going to try and feed, or were they going to plant their feed again?
It's up to us to plant. If we decide to maybe plant some areas and keep cattle off of those areas, then we may need to, you know, be careful with that. But I think, you know, we still had some of the BLM that we could have fed a little more this year.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think some of that was because of the mixes of cows.
Yeah.
They couldn't move. The Longhorns couldn't move because the Johnsons had a bull there.
In the middle, yeah.
And I like both of them. I'm not dogging anybody. Just
well, it makes it difficult trying to run two separate operations. I think that we've got to have one operation. And
I'd say, why don't we maybe put that at $7,500?
On the receipt that I received from Hunt, it just said $4,000 on this last one. And I was curious if that included the panels that we were purchasing from them.
It did not.
Okay. So we received $6,000 from them. The other $127 is this year's payments on the cows that the Braytons bought early in the year. So that's the other $127.
And Hunt still needs to reconcile, so we may get still another check from him.
Okay. And then again, the panels we agreed that we were going to buy them in our last meeting, but we didn't.
We'd take them off of next year's lease fees, so that'd be a reduction of this number.
All right.
So maybe we ought to keep it at $7,000. To accommodate for that.
Can we go in 7,000 instead of 7,500 then?
I think so. Miscellaneous income, which we know is the wildlife. Is that pretty standard, Ben? Do you know?
Yeah.
So we'll leave that there. Sale of hay.
Miscellaneous income included diesel fuel, gas, people that bought, received cash donations for trash because somebody used our trash and
that's all smaller items there except for the one confidant one, which was $3,900.
Okay. Well, we maybe should change that because we only get the one tag and then they auction it and it fluctuates. So it's the $4,000. You know, yeah, we should.
Miscellaneous income is generally that, and it should be. If you take $4,000, about $500. So.
Well, but.
It's just people need gas if they're out there and they don't, and they're low on gas and other emergency things like that.
Well, let's have a wildlife and then let's have a fuel sales. And now about 3,900 on fuel sales, 500. That's good.
I think that's a little bit higher, but yeah. Miscellaneous kind of decides what's done here. But yeah, you don't want miscellaneous going.
No, I don't think we want a budget expecting miscellaneous income to run our budget. If that's extra, it's bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. But there is miscellaneous income that comes in. And you want me to create a category, a new category for that each time.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, you can have it be somewhat generic of a category, but at least enough that it describes something.
Like fuel sales, I understand that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Store, let's see, reimbursed expenses. Well, let's hay
sales. Yeah, we still got to solve some of these. In hay sales, Paul, what was your point on the...
We had paid for that.
We paid our hay.
We had talked about the price, and I think we wrote a check that day.
Not that day. No, we waited. We wrote it in February.
So we shouldn't book any hay sales for next year.
Yeah, it should be zero for hay sales next year. We have no hay to sell. We were just trying to get reimbursed from the 2008 hay.
Mm-hmm.
So why did we budget $1,600 if we didn't?
I thought there was, when we agreed, seemed like there was $2,100 or something that
was
unpaid.
What I have here is $2,100.
Yeah, there was even more than that. When I went on the board in 2008, we had just bought that big thing of hay.
Probably $5,000 or something.
Can you come up with this, please?
Part of that was never accounted for.
They lowered the price to $5 a bale, so we weren't paying $7.50 or whatever it was that we originally paid for the hay.
I remember we talked about
then,
credit, but I thought it dropped it down from $3,000 to $2,100.
And we paid it was that was owed.
Whatever
we
it was,
paid
we paid it.
We paid all. We paid payments up until February, and then we paid it off in February.
We should be able to track that through our books, and don't you think?
Should
and
be
I can
to,
I can go through my bank statements and show the checks that I wrote too.
To look at the receipts against it, but. It shows here that there was a original amount of $2,143, and amount paid was $992.
So this $992 came from Brayton's. Wasn't there somebody else that was using some of the hay dough originally that was going to pay?
No, there was Rod Johnson, and
but he paid.
But he paid for his cow and his hay.
Well, I think we paid for his cow, but.
Oh,
I got paid for.
That's right.
Okay, well, we look back or whatever, but we definitely need to have $0 budgeted for hay sales.
Right. Reservation fees. Looks like a $4,000 budget was pretty close.
Yep.
So I'd say we budget
$4,000
again.
$4,000.
Or you want to budget $36,000?
Oh, should see some increase.
So $4,000 isn't bad. Okay. Tractor work income. We budgeted $1,000. We billed out and received. Is that $650?
$650.
What
and
that
do you was think? Ortolani's driveway. Got Brent on here, Robert Becker. And
about
Trio
the same
and
next year, Paul, or
is 1,000 a good or next?
1,000 should be good.
Okay. And reimbursed expenses probably should be zero as far as the budget.
Yeah, I don't think we need the budget.
Dirk, let me ask.
That actually matches up with the hay sales, so that might
let
be...
Let me look at
what QuickBooks can you print out to each of these categories?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Randy Brown can, for instance, on the reservation fees,
mm-hmm.
Could we print out a hard copy of that?
Oh, yeah, one click on that number on the report. Brings up all the entries.
Do you want it now?
Cool. I think it would be educational to see some of these.
And just make a note where you don't have a printer, but you can print
that. I do. I'm connected to you.
He's connected to print right now.
Print it. Why don't you print it?
Hey, this is U.S. Cal State Tax Commission refunds. I can't remember.
So we probably don't anticipate receiving that again.
Okay.
And so we'll put zero on the budget.
And reimbursed expenses, it's already a zero.
Store sales.
Again, is there anything we can do on store sales to triple it?
Well, I wanted to
forget
ask, when there's some ideas for that I have been working on for additional income or bringing in different. I didn't know if it's
right.
The time to do it. Some of it's long-term time. Some of it's new. Paul's mother is an incredible photographer, and she is willing to put together a calendar with pictures of the ranch on it to sell through there, with a part of the proceeds going back to the ranch. I think there's lots of things we can do to enhance that with those types of things, creating things that are quality things that aren't just something that, you know, penny candy. Penny candy is probably the biggest seller out there. But there's some larger things that we could go if somebody wanted to take control of that and do that. I think there's a tremendous amount.
Yeah, well, we could set up a standard thing where we just keep anything that's in there on consignment, we keep 20% of it.
Absolutely.
Ben, what's fair in the consignment world?
Usually at least 25%.
25 to 40%. Yeah,
people will buy hats and T-shirts if they're the right hats and T-shirts.
I wanted to mention that.
And like that's the right kind of hat that Ben's got on. The hats that are in there, people stopped buying that style 10 years ago.
You get a hat, you know, with a good DSR logo on it.
Yeah.
Something that's real.
And
fantastic.
That's what I think that is a service to the member. If we had an annual calendar every year that people could check a box when they put in their assessment, or you send it out in November, here's next year's assessment, and if you send back in $20 or whatever, then you get a custom calendar that somebody's put together for the following year. And
see the pictures that Paul's mother does, they are absolutely phenomenal. They're all about the ranch.
She's done a DSR book. She's done
and I think that could go really, as much as people like it, that could be if every one of us just bought one calendar.
But we can easily, and we can, we're happy to coordinate. The T-shirt, if we had more of a logo or the Deer Springs brand or whatever and just had a simple, you know, we did the ones that the family had. Davey, you had the triangle C that the Clarkson family, there was kind of a cap like this, and it just had the triangle C with Grandpa's brand on it. That, or the T-shirts or something that members would use and wear and enjoy.
You could make out a catalog that you could send out. I mean, it could be a one-sheet catalog.
Well, or have that on the website.
Order, but that way, you don't pay for the shirts until people order it.
Right.
And then everything is sold, and you don't have a...
We were talking about doing books that way, too. The books, like putting a sample book out, and it's just one, you know, in the store. Because people sit in there and they eat their ice cream and they sit at that little table and they, you know, look at magazines or whatever's in there. And if they look at a book and they want one, then they could, you know, order one.
There's
and we can have
can
it sent to their
coffee
house.
Mugs, you can get glasses, you can get mouse pads, posters.
People will buy a hat and T-shirt spontaneously
and
because they had a powerful...
Right, and that's the thing.
Right.
I think something that... I'm not in favor. I mean, I've got a gift shop and I understand where inventory goes. In the shelfware and stuff, as far as I don't think we're a gift shop when it gets into coffee mugs and shot glasses and
some
of those.
But if you have a website,
shirts and shirts and hats and calendar and stuff that is personable, that people would do, I think. But again, I think our problem, and this was a bigger problem last year, but again, this year, we brought in $1,084 in the store, and we spent $1,172. So we still spent more money than we brought in, or our records are still grossly in error.
I think we need to, Linda and I really need to.
Because we budgeted, last year was the same thing, it was upside down.
I'd love to. So what amount of thievery is out there?
Oh, I'm sure that there is some.
There's people who don't pay.
There's
got to be.
There's not a lot, I don't
think. Right.
We don't have a lot of product.
Right.
But we have, I mean, sodas and candy, pretty much, and ice cream. But I don't think a lot of that walks. I even get people that leave an envelope in there that say, I owe you, and then they come back and they put them, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is still the same thing, whether it's assessments or deer hunting fees or anything.
I think
getting
it
consistently reported.
Well, instead of budgeting $3,000, which I think is a stretch, if we budgeted $1,500 and go with hats and still the same stuff that we have, I think that's reasonable. To budget $3,000 without putting a whole lot into it, I think is.
And I quit buying anything. I bought oil and stuff. I did buy some oil and stuff that had been bought, and I replaced it on the shelf. But I quit buying any. I mean, I didn't put any food on the shelf because all the food that was there when we got there, I took off as it expired, and nobody bought it.
Yeah,
no. Rope, tire repair kits, things like that.
Things like that I put
batteries,
on there. Yeah.
Flashlights.
The other thing is that right now we're working under a percentage that we're doing sales tax. And if we start bringing in a certain amount, then we have to do a sales tax basically.
Which is $1. There is no, if you sell $1, you should do sales tax. So either we're going to fly under the radar or we're going to.
It doesn't work when you're buying at retail anyway.
We are, we're paying
sales.
It doesn't excuse you from collecting.
You still have to figure out the profit that you make.
Yeah, you're still supposed to and recollect it, technically. But, you know, unless you get a tax. But again, it's not a big deal. We can get a sales tax.
You're able to show this is how much I paid when I bought it. You deduct that off, and then you pay the difference.
You're talking about more.
But we're not even, we don't even have a resale number. We don't have a tax number.
I wouldn't, but as far as the budget or what product we carry or not, I wouldn't make that decision based on.
What amount needed from the, what would be helpful to bring in from the store?
Well,
would be realistic. What have we done in the past? Can we do 3,000?
Okay, well, here it is.
We were doing 3,000 12 years ago. So that's the thing is, you know, when I was president, our grazing income, we were pushing from 12 to 15,000. We're still at under 7, and that was coming off of 0 2 years ago. And in the store, we were still, I have some of those budgets, and we were going from 3,500 to 5,000. But we had a simple thing that we only kept a very select, small selection, you know, emergency repair kits, the fix-a-flat, you know, cans that last forever, and then it's simply, instead of worrying all the time, whatever you pay for it, and if we get it at Costco or we get it on sale or whatever, whatever we buy it at, we double it. Yeah. And there's ones or two, and I mean, there's a lot of stuff you could triple or more if it's the soda, icy pops and stuff,
well,
you know.
When we do that.
Right.
I think I pay a quarter or 30 cents for ice cream bars.
Right.
And we charge $1
right.
for it.
A lot of those where you can buy a whole case of Snicker bars or some of those and then they'll last all summer or whatever, then you can make a lot more than that. So $1,000 out should have brought us $3,000 in easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of that, and that, I mean, $3,000 is.
So Linda and Nancy have been managing it for the last, what's your input?
What's my input? I've always considered this store to be something where if people forgot things or if they just wanted a snack or something, and I haven't ever considered putting anything major in it. I got the T-shirts and the hats that are in there. I know the hats. I know. I don't wear them, so I didn't realize at the time, but now I know. I was educated. But those were the things that we put in before or right when you
right
came, I guess, yeah. So
well, what do you think, Nan? What you got? You're out there.
I think we need it. I'm not.
Oh, absolutely. What kind of income can we reasonably make this year?
I know. I think this year maybe we should put it at 2,000, and I'll work really hard at it, and I'll work better at keeping more specific records so that
yeah,
I can
same thing
so,
as
that,
cookout,
right,
that,
so
that
I can backtrack it and say
and whatever we stock it, even hats and T-shirts, we should pull them out at the annual meeting and mark them down and close out our inventory so it doesn't sit there for the next 7 months and
well, can we do that at the beginning of the year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This spring, whatever's there, let's mark it down to cost or below cost and get through it and get some fresh stuff and then look at the September annual meeting when the most people are there. If everybody left with a T-shirt and a hat or whatever,
and
close it out, wind it down as much as we can at the
what
end
if
of the
we
season.
We did work with Paul's mother about putting the 16-month calendar together. Since we're already in January, but if we started like a June calendar for the next, it might be of value.
I think she's already got a calendar made.
For January?
For this next year.
Well, then let's see what she's put it in.
So we can put like the annual meeting and all that.
If I can buy, 50 calendars.
Well, I don't know. We should buy 50. That might be. I think it should be as ordered thing.
Mm. Let's start with 50. I think they're $2 a piece or something like that.
How many people do you have on the website that we can send emails to?
I guess I don't have an email for everybody.
That's something that wouldn't cost us anything to do.
Right.
Everybody know that was there.
You got a pre-order right now.
I've got a lot of emails.
Pre-order it, right.
Yeah.
Before we buy those things.
Right.
Say, hey, this is available right now, and send an email back,
You don't have that one in your back pocket, do we?
No, I don't. I wish I did.
We got to run through this. We got to get through this. I'm walking out of here in 20 minutes, and so I know we got to at least get through this and ideas and stuff. At least turn.
Let's pick a goal, a number, and let's pick
$2,000.
Okay, that's $2,000, and I'd be glad to help and work on that committee.
Yeah, sure.
Also, I liked an idea that came up with Paul last year, and I think we need to, not tonight, but I think we need to look at, as board members, coming up with a personal idea that we can be able to bring more financial things. I love this idea of a cemetery. I think it just needs to be picked up and moved, and we could bring in significant income from that. So does anyone have any connections with people who do cemeteries or done anything like that?
Well, the main thing is the research of the
right.
Of the regulation stuff to get us started.
It was already done. Basically have to pick a thing and vote that it'll never be touched or moved.
It's always, even if Deer Springs was to be...
Well, but time out.
Yeah.
There's two different ordinances. One is, let's say you want to bury a family member and so forth. It's very simple. You just have to record a deed restriction and go through the county's process.
But if you're selling plots...
selling plots and you're making income, you have to have a perpetual maintenance fund. You have to do all these other things, and I guarantee you we're not going to make money on it.
Okay, because of that?
Yes. We've done a lot of research in...
Well, how about a pet cemetery?
So a pet cemetery would be probably unregulated, I would think.
Right. It would be a matter of designating an area, and if it's going to be for humans, deeding it aside, so that it is surveyed and deeded and made sure that then it doesn't get foreclosed to the bank.
I just got a great idea. Good boy, Mike.
Okay, interest income, we've got 7,600, but wasn't that mostly from delinquent
fees?
So that's got to go down to 2,500 at most, or?
I would say 2,000.
And the finance charges is what they are.
Yeah, but it's got
to... if we move forward with some of the foreclosures, then actually we'll collect it up.
You've got people that didn't
do much. Pay five?
Yeah, let's pay the five.
Okay. Page two.
What did you change it to?
5,000. So that's total income. Linda, you can go through and redo that 159,309, recalculate the ones we changed to whatever it actually should be. And again, donations, I just round off to 5,000 or 500 of actual donations, but some of those things when people, that we're putting in as donations is just people's absolute... that donation.
Yeah.
Okay, expenses. Starting at the top, this is what we need to spend.
Auto insurance, $1,407, which is a little bit more than we budgeted. Is that due to having extra vehicles or?
Yeah, that we added vehicles for sure.
So if we stay at $1,100, will we be fine?
I think you should be able to. We're taking one off today, right?
Yep. And the other one that's not being used should be taken off.
Yeah.
Until we sell it. But if it's not being driven or anything.
I've waited till the next year to register and insure the other truck. I still think it's insured, right?
Yeah, it was $1,055 until we added this car, and it's $352.
Okay. Auto expense other is, I guess,
purchase of that.
A lot of money. We spent a lot on vehicles this year. Oh, my gosh.
Was it a purchase? Was most of that the purchase?
Vehicle maintenance, lube and oil change, vehicle maintenance, oil, and
well, in there, do you not have other subcategories other than auto expense, other than auto insurance?
No, we pulled that one out of auto expense. We pulled the insurance in subcategories those last time.
That's too goofy.
But that includes, I would be thrilled to put in there, like, put in Kubota, we have Kubota and tractor repairs. So to put in, what is Rhino? Rhino and categorize each vehicle?
It definitely should. Anything that goes in the Rhino should be auto expense subcategory Rhino.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we should have auto expense subcategory, oil change and lube is separate from any fuel.
Hello.
Yeah, can I jump in for a second?
Yes.
When I had multiple vehicles, I currently don't, we broke it out per vehicle so that we could track which one of them was a clunker.
Mm-hmm. Well, and usually what they do is break it out of what the expense is, and then in the memo or class, which is easy to do in there, have it per vehicle. So then you could easily do a report and see what.
Yeah, we actually had it as a separate general ledger item per vehicle, which we were able to do with Peachtree. So, it allows you to see, people's memories are good enough in general as to, whether something's a real black hole or not, but, it's nice to see it in black and white.
We do have the $2,500 in here also for the purchase of the vehicles from half the purchase for the vehicles from Grant. That's in there also.
And under miscellaneous?
No.
Under auto expense.
Auto expense, other.
Others?
So that brings it.
But that's
a big part of that, Jen.
It's under auto expense, yeah.
Well, we have $1,000 repair for a new fuel tank.
Yeah.
But again, that really, Dirk, tell me, I mean, that shouldn't even be on the budget, profit and loss. It should go onto the balance sheet as an asset.
Which item is that?
The new truck that we bought for $2,500.
Yeah, it will
transfer over,
but because we're managing cash, we have it on here for now.
Okay. All right. Cabin maintenance, we budgeted $9,000, and we spent $9,900. And then I'm confused as what the thing is there for
$21,000 for, I'm sorry.
Cabin maintenance.
Hmm.
$20,000
To the right.
Total of $21,000.
I think we're still all using different pieces of paper.
You should be on page 204. Wrong one. You are on page 1 of 4 here, and then if you change over somewhere, you should.
So what did we put for auto insurance
for next year?
Yeah, right here we're going down. This is profit. This is budget to actual 2010, and this category we're using is our 2011.
Ben, what did we put for auto insurance? I'm going to try to add these as we go so that we have some idea.
Well, last year budget was $1,100, and we shouldn't.
Total.
Maybe I'd say $1,200.
$21,000 total is the requested budget items added in, $5,000, $2,200. And that's the extra papers that you have with the explanation.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, so $1,200 is for auto insurance, auto expense, other. What did we budget?
Well, let me ask.
I know we're going to break it out.
$1,200?
Well, but does this auto expense include fuel? If it's fuel delivered to the ranch, it's not in here.
No.
If Paul fills up here in town.
That's under fuel.
Well,
Either way, no.
Even if you take $2,500 off of $6,000, it's still $4,500. We're still running $300-$400 a month. And
okay, in auto expense, you have $25,000 for the pickup, for the truck.
$2,500.
Okay. $2,500, I'm sorry, yes. Right. Got back there. We did have, what was that, a fuel tank? Gas tank for $1,000 in July. That was another large expense.
Okay.
Another one was the state inspection.
And so, kind of in the future, Linda, those are kind of one-time wear expenses. Make their own category, too.
Tires, we got $900 for tires and a state inspection.
Well, we're going to have to buy a set of tires a year, and we're going to have to spend...
Why would we buy a set of tires a year?
Well...
Oh, yeah.
You get 50,000 miles on them?
No way.
Not between Deer Springs Ranch and...
Hey, I've got them on... Mine's been about anywhere any rest of you been.
And a battery. And the rest of these are 100
I get it. I buy a new set of tires every year, Dale. I mean...
I don't.
And I only drive one day a week on average, and I still buy a new set of tires every year.
Okay. I'm sorry that's expensive for you.
Well, that's, you know, that, I mean, but I have to have a tire that has this much grip on it.
Right. Well, and it's not just running in and out of town. It's hauling lumber. It's hauling.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to come up with a number so that it's not, I mean, we shouldn't be spending more than $200 a month or, I mean, even that, you know.
$3,500.
Well, last year our budget was $2,000. I don't want to see it go over $2,000 or $2,400.
I can see $2,500. I don't see spending over that.
So $2,500. Okay.
With these new vehicles that we got, they're pretty rock solid.
Cabin maintenance.
I say that.
Okay. Cabin maintenance.
Actually, these next items are all mostly capital.
Okay.
That almost we need to come take care of the hard cost issues and then come back and
mm-hmm.
say,
I agree.
What do we have left?
Mm-hmm.
So... cabin supplies, however, ought to be a one that we...
Now, she's got $1,500 in there and stayed way under it this year. But, you know, cabin supplies are going to go up
because
as occupancy goes up.
I think I categorized it. The cabin supplies, I started breaking them down different. And I just, the supplies that we put in there is what I put in. And, like, when I had to buy new sheets, we've categorized them differently. Instead of under cabin supplies, we put them under cabin maintenance.
Cabin maintenance, right.
Because they were, because it's maintaining the cabins, and those are things that are not renewable. You know, you don't have to keep buying them.
So the $1,500 should stay $1,500, or should it drop to $1,000?
Sounds like it should drop to like $800 or something, or $700, because
okay.
You're saying this $519 is more accurate than what we had in the past.
Right. We did, because I didn't put everything that had to do with cabins under cabin supplies.
We had like sheets and...
Right, because I bought sheets and
pots
and pans and all those things. I didn't put those under cabin supplies. Is that correct? Should they be under cabin maintenance because those are...
I probably wouldn't put some of that under cabin maintenance, but... You're talking about toilet paper, paper towels,
cleaning supplies,
those
so,
kind of
yeah.
things. And so just for that budget item, probably $600 or $700 should be all right, right?
Yeah, I would put $800 because if we go up, you know, if we have more occupancy, and then if we don't spend it, we'll know next year.
And I think that in doing that, perhaps we should make a double category for cabin maintenance in that if they're building like decks and things like that, which are what these requests are on the requested budget items,
yeah.
then that should be in separate from the kind of maintenance that the cabins would have for restocking items that are kept in the cabin to use, like pots and pans and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I kind of look at cabin maintenance as something you're physically doing to the cabin, not pots, pans, and bedroom sheets.
Oh, okay.
But
do you want a subcategory
yeah,
on that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But
yeah.
that's not exactly supplies.
There maybe should be a cabin maintenance, a cabin
supplies,
and a cabin furnishing. So that furniture, bedding, mattresses, cabin furnishing.
Okay.
And I wouldn't make it as a subcat. I'd make it in its own cabin.
Yeah, it's all, so you have cabin maintenance, cabin supplies, and cabin furnishings. Any of the personal belongings you pick up and move around should
right.
be tracked completely separate.
Okay.
Okay, on fuel, is there a reason we're not breaking out unleaded gas from red fuel? That's the bills that you're getting from whoever delivered up there, right?
We talked about that because we have...
fuel non-road use, the red gas?
Right.
Oh, I see. We didn't record any
right.
there.
And I'm just saying when the invoice came, then it didn't get broke out.
So we really got the categories there.
We had to deliver red fuel out there. Samco did it, but I called her.
Hey,
Samco did it.
In the spring, Samco and Haycock did it because nobody would deliver it. Because, what you call it, wouldn't deliver.
Jenkins wouldn't.
Okay, so, budget-wise, though, we know how to track it separately. We just need to.
Yeah, we just didn't get an invoice yet from Samco. So, that I think the $4,000 is reasonable.
So, $4,000 on each is reasonable?
Or using the tractor more?
If we end up running equipment more, we are running another truck that's taking diesel.
Right.
I still think we can keep it in that budget, but if we...
So how much do we need for gasoline?
Not as much, because we just have the one truck that's running on gasoline.
Now they're saying 4,000 and 4,000 again.
Is that what you're saying?
I think
so. Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
If we gotta move those around a little bit, like 2,000 and 6,000, then we can do it that way.
We had fuel expenditures in town and on the road when you went to Phoenix and that sort of thing that we didn't budget in last year with this 4,000, and that's
okay.
Why it's over.
That's okay. Moving on, 4,000, 4,000.
Okay.
Headquarters area.
It doesn't show the request for headquarters area on this paper. Oh, it's under projects. Never mind. We have two headquarters areas. This is the one that's normally on the budget. This headquarters here is what is always on the budget for just doing things around headquarters, but you've got headquarters also under projects, and that's where the other request for headquarters area on your next page.
Okay, so headquarters area here, not projects, just
right.
Maintenance activities. What number should we put?
I think 1,500.
Everybody agree?
We're staying at 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, laundry. Looks like we went a little over our budget, which we kind of maybe anticipated.
Yeah.
So let's put 1,500 because it's not going to go down if occupancy is up.
I think that's really pretty good, pretty well managed there. We stayed at 1,500.
So we did not do porta potties in the meadow.
No.
Which I kind of think was a mistake. In some ways I do, in some ways I don't. A couple people suggest that we have them back up there, which I would kind of agree.
I think we need to have something. The idea of saving the money and getting something built, but
right.
Now we built something this
right.
spring.
Especially with the pavilion.
Well, there's going to be a pavilion and water, and it's going to be kind of more of a gathering place now. And
so 500 like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, propane. We way outdid ourselves there, didn't we? I think
was
some
that
of that is
the,
rate increase.
Price?
And
I don't know.
For volume.
But that, on the propane? You know, my propane was down a little bit this year as far as what I paid from last year.
I
think it's because we got... it's because of the... Because usually we fill we do the lower cabins in the fall and we don't do the upper cabins.
That's exactly what it
and
is.
And they were told
right.
to do the upper cabins. And so...
Springtime.
We usually do the spring, we do the upper in the spring.
So
and
next
so,
year we should be able to see a significant reduction.
Yeah, because they shouldn't be...
We
don't
they're already full.
They're
yeah.
cut off
right, exactly.
Okay, so shall we say 5,000?
What was it the year before? If you could pull that up, but I think we underestimated it 7 this previous.
Okay, just expenses.
So we don't have a breakdown of how many. When we get a bill from AmeriGas, they just give us a total.
No, they give us
a breakdown for each cabin
that they filled, how much it was, how many gallons.
Really,
I have a suggestion this next year. Since I've been there, people have walked off with about 6 propane tanks. It's at $50 a piece. It's kind of expensive. I had AmeriGas order me a cage like they have to put them in when they're not in use. I think it's $300, but it's a metal cage that they have that they put in front of stores. I can put a lock on when people need them. I can.
This year we've not had them at the we've not had the bottles at the cabins. We have them take them from us and bring them back to us.
When they check in, or if they want to come down and get one, they come down and get one. But at $50 a piece, I added it up and I thought, over the long term, to have them.
Can you tell who took them?
We went over
this last year. I'm still absolutely dead set opposed to any propane on the ranch. If every cabin we put some in had the briquette barbecue and we sold 5-pound bags of briquettes in the store, and we're done.
I agree with that.
That makes money.
Except for one thing. Now you're dealing with people in hot coals, and they don't know what to do with it.
And then they go.
They leave it in. You can staple an instruction right to the bag that says, when you're done, leave the coals until they're cold, and then shovel them into your trash.
I'm okay with that.
Because the propane tanks, and then we leave them, and spiders build spider webs, and little dust gets in them, and they don't burn correctly. They're always a piece of junk anyway. I mean, unless you spend a lot of money, you don't get a propane grill. And so I don't think we're getting near the use of them. I don't think that very many members even use them.
Paul?
Yeah?
We had budgeted $8,000 in 2009 for propane. Don't know what we actually spent. I don't have that number.
$7,329 is what we spent in 2009.
Dang, $8,000. There it is.
So did we not buy brick, charcoal?
We talked about it, but there was really never a set, let's do this. Talking with Brent and just thinking and watching people handle these barbecues, it's really kind of hard to trust people with charcoal. Let's say, they started a fire and they wanted to take the coals out of there and put them somewhere. Where are they going to take them? There's an actual.
The hard part is getting people to comply to the things that we'd like them to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can get a small ash bucket that's got a lid on it, and this, your hot coals go here.
There's one at each cabin.
There is a small ash bucket.
No, it's a big ash bucket.
The hard part is that it's like we need to start going after people who don't. I mean, they're members, but they need to follow the rules. It's kind of like tracking the 5-gallon propane tanks.
Well, that and the tanks themselves. The wind blows them over. They get knocked around. Paul's brought them in. We're going to take them back out when they're worn out in a year. Are we going to spend several hundred dollars per cabin to buy and provide new ones? I mean, they're just a high maintenance item that most people are happy they cook inside or they cook out, in the approved fire pit area, or to have one of those and have those little bags and you. You don't even take them out. You light the bag on fire, and you cook on it, and you leave them set there all night until they're cold, and then you shove them up. And most people, I think, understand. Every city in the United States has charcoal barbecue briquette.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have propane grills, because the liability to a city is you have an explosion or you have something one time, and the liability is 100-1 over briquette.
So then, right now, we currently have propane.
Grills
everywhere. So then we would have to budget to get rid of those and buy new kinds?
Over time, we would, instead of buying new propane grills for $300-$400, we would buy the metal cast iron bomb-proof ones that won't blow away and don't need to be brought in from the rain for $100 a piece.
And I suppose that
it's $100.
Yeah, those ones at Northern Tool that
we
bought.
Put them on the decks or down on the ground?
No, somewhere out in the open where we cement 2-inch pipe in the ground and have it where it's, you know, 20 feet away from any trees or out away from the cabin far enough that...
And then if people want to bring their own little grills, they'd rather have...
Yeah, some of them bring their own little barbecue and stuff.
Yeah.
They can bring whatever they want.
Well, that was self-funded in the first year, if I understand it.
Absolutely.
It's paper itself.
It sounds
not even expensive.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's really cut the new ones.
Right.
And your profit center in the store.
You're going to get people complaining that they can't just...
Well, you know what?
Which, I'm fine. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
We don't have electricity either, so go for it.
I know.
Okay.
Well, the thing, we went through this debate and spent hours on it last time and decided we were going to convert over two or three cabins and try it.
Mm-hmm.
And we still are at that same point. We need to
convert
two or three cabins and try it.
Okay.
Right?
Paul.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dirk. I might have talked over you. I'm kind of got a lousy connection here. How much of the, how much money... we're stuck on propane right now, but how much of that money, that money amount, is actually due to barbecue nonsense? Is it a lot or is it not much?
Not much.
Okay. I'm just pointing that out. We're kind of stuck on propane, and maybe we shouldn't be.
So the budget for propane the year before was $8,000. Last year we budgeted $7,000. this year, I think, $6,500.
Yeah, my guess is that we won't go over 5,000
right.
because we've pre-stocked the
right.
things. So
we'll
I
just
would
be
suggest 6,000 should be more than adequate.
Dirk, wouldn't it be fairly simple to have a notebook that said cabin number 4, this is what we put in during the last 5 years? Well, we've got a leak. We tripled it this year to have some kind of a tracking as to what cabin number 1 has been using, what number cabin number 6. Right now we haven't got it. Ghost of an idea. In fact, if the truck says they put in $1,000 worth of gas in number 6, I'm not sure we even challenge that.
I think they have it on record.
I have a record.
Yeah, but we don't have the record.
I do.
Every bill.
Yeah, I've got it. Every bill is broken down.
Okay, is there some kind of a chart that shows this, or do you check?
I haven't charted it, no, but I've got the, I have the records of what went into each tank.
But that's, as a board, do we have any idea what?
Well,
no.
it's not being looked at like you would your home utility.
Well, it's a big enough ticket item. You know, I just called. I use AmeriGas. I just called. They just lowered mine from $2.90 a gallon to $2.20 a gallon.
Wow.
That's huge.
But you have to do that in Kanab. There's three places that could do it, and they're not regulated by the Public Trades Commission, and so they're just like long distance used to be. Every time you turn around, the rate, they have seven different tiers of rates and this and that. And
that's
free money.
I just filled my tank up there. They sent me a bill for $1,020. I said, whoa, at the hotel, we have a different arrangement. And she's, oh, dear, I'll refigure it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it was? It's a little over $600.
Oh, geez.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Does that scare you?
Yeah.
I kind of wonder if we're getting...
Doesn't that scare you?
I wouldn't... I would not even order propane. The only way for the finance to take care of is not order propane without having... a quoted price, and if it's too high, to say, okay, we're going to have AmeriGas go up, your tanks will be setting off the side of the building, and Coast Gas tanks will be at 15 cabins.
They
told
me when I said that, it would cost me $500 to go up and pull the tank out.
I know, and you say your tank will be sitting there. I mean, I change at least two or three tanks every month here in town on property management, and different owners that we handle their property, they have a favorite. Whoever it is, if it's a buried tank, you sign a contract. If not, you set the tank off the side, you hook up your new tank, and
it's
their problem.
Well, AmeriGas wanted us to sign a contract this year, and I wouldn't sign it.
I like AmeriGas, and they're the only ones that's equipped to really come and help do some of the sniffing leaks and helping fix fridges like they've done. But
there's no reason to sign a contract when they won't guarantee any.
Linda, will you put on your list to... you know, pull that bill and calculate how much was the price per gallon to compare with some of these others just to see.
I did talk to Coast. I said that they would take the gas out of my AmeriGas tank and fill it, put it into their tank when they set it. And so that wouldn't be an issue even with the gas we got left.
Right.
But when I talked to America, I said they're the ones that
I'm not suggesting changing companies, but you have to threaten that to get
them a little.
Yeah, you have to. And at $12,000 a year, if we knock 20% off that, it's a big budget item.
Big budget.
The other thing is they fill a lot of members' tanks around here. Is there a possibility that you can contribute and bill us for some of the members' tanks?
I don't think that, but I'm concerned about them filling all the upper cabins and sitting there for eight months and leaking. If any of those cabins is leaking, we're going to lose 200 gallons every time.
We did this because it's hard to get the truck up to the upper.
Right, but they still need to be turned off.
Oh, it's shut off.
Every bill that comes, I look at it. I look at the rates. Their rates were something like 270 or 280.
I think they probably charge a little more in Deer Springs, and justifiably they should.
I thought their price per gallon was all right. I look at every tank that they filled. None of them seem to be much different than the others, except for the ones down at the main house. But what we lack is how we're managing that and how we look at it over time, because just to see one statement doesn't tell you a lot.
Okay.
So,
what did you
put? 6,000.
6,000? Instead of 5.
Yeah.
I mean, instead of 7. I was
saying. Store supply, you did 1,100. Had budgeted 1,500.
Can we already talk about that?
Well, when we talk about putting a $2,000 income, we got to decide how much is the budget to spend. $1,000? $1,500?
I think if we're going to do hats and calendars.
Keep it at $1,500?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always got.
Okay. Telephone, we just went a little over $2,000. Probably be about the same.
Mm-hmm. We got to wait and see what AT&T does.
Yeah, that's
going to
be the big thing.
I have no idea what.
Might have to drive down the road to make a phone call.
We know that we're probably going to go up because we've changed. Well, I guess
there shouldn't be any change whatsoever.
Yeah, that's
they'll send you a brand new phone, and the contract that we have to pay should not change.
It is considered, I'm not arguing with you. I just don't know how things will be different because they're handling it differently than private phones. They're handling it as a business phone, and I don't know if that's going to change.
So 2,100, let's say, for now.
I think we should just
stay with it. 21.
Tools. Did I miss store supplies? Did that change?
1,500.
That's the same. Okay.
Okay.
What was the $3,000 used for?
For tools.
Tools. There were a lot of tools that were not there. Do you feel like you're fairly well stocked?
Yeah, I'm. You know, with the deck and with the tank,
and
I bought a few
the
things.
Cabin?
You
had to remodel that.
So you think how much do you
think
need
about a gen-
this year?
I think 1,000 is plenty. I'm not using any more of my tools. You know, when I came to the ranch, I brought a lot of my tools, and it's just been over the past few years. There was no tools at the ranch.
Well, that's my concern.
Right.
For year in and year out, year in and year out, we spend another $1,000 or $1,500 for tools.
Right.
And are we not tracking it? Are we not taking care of it?
He's not repeat buying tools. He's buying the tools that weren't there.
No, that's what I'm saying. During the last 20 years,
we've set
aside money for tools.
Right.
And our managers are all supposed to be honest and not taking...
But the other managers weren't, and they did. They took the ones...
I think we had a little Ryobi set when I got there.
Yeah, there wasn't any other Ryobi.
So, but, you know, I do... There are some tools at the ranch now.
Tractor and grader repairs.
We're going to need the new tire?
Yeah, I think the two tires on the Kubota, I think we can get some tubes for, but the one tire on the grader, there are some huge cracks in there, and I thought it was a tube tire also, but, you know.
You can put a tube in it.
Yeah.
As much as we can do.
I'd like to say $2,000, but for the past 2 years, every time we've budgeted a certain amount, we've always gone over considerable.
Yeah. We need 3,000 in there. 3,500, because I don't...
3,000 it is.
Three? And tools stayed at 1,000?
Yeah. Building, facilities, equipment, other.
Mm-hmm. You skipped trailer landfill fee.
Trailer landfill, because I made some calls on that this month and found out that there's nobody that comes pick up trash out there.
Well, no, and we don't want that. The point, one of the things that we could, there's nothing preventing us from having our...
We talked about it last week, month when you weren't there.
We talked about the beautification last month to try and change
things. Easier to have a dumpster picked up by, you know...
Right. Well, okay. But why are we not having a trash pit and burning our trash? I mean, 90% of everything that goes through cabins is paper towels, newspapers, toilet papers, Kleenex, box food wrappings, all that can be burned on site.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If we burned it down and then scooped and brought in once in a while or buried it, and Niall's one that brought this up. He operates Western King County Special Service District in the landfill.
That's who I talked to.
For us to haul stuff in, that's all we did forever. I mean, I agree, we don't push it over the bank, but we have plenty of ground out there that we're not going to build on that we could dig a 8-foot pit, throw everything in, and burn it on a clear, good day if we're careful. To not do it on a windy day and smoke somebody out and get people upset.
Are you saying burn it all and then just empty?
Burn all of it and
follow everything that gets dumped there, burn it all and then just take the residue in there.
Right. Pick up
the
metal cans and stuff like that. I don't think there's anything against regulation. We can't landfill.
Just bury it.
If we just put, if we dug in a pit, burn it,
and
once it's burned down, put 6 inches of dirt on it, use it for another year, and...
Burning-wise, do we have to burn, do we have to comply out there with the requirements that it has to be a burn day and has to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also the park has its own requirements.
There seems to be so few of those. I've been trying to burn for the last several weeks.
We're under that regulation. However, from November 1st up and through like May 1st, or actually April 1st, it's pretty much, just, if it's a marginal day, Earl's not even, he doesn't even care, he just says go ahead and do it. You just have to look at the end of the
country. And I think if you look at the size of the trash trailer, once, maybe twice a month, it's not a whole lot of trash.
Yeah.
If there's a small enough hole, I think you could torch it off at night.
Yeah, if we're quiet and careful and do it, so again, if the wind's going to blow smoke right into cabins. If we get people complaining, then we're in trouble. But there's no regulation or law that we're breaking. In the summer, you have good burn days, but it's got to be in an area that's, got good distance around it where it's not going to, carry sparks and catch the field on fire.
Some of this is tarps and maintenance on the trash trailer also, but most...
I did rebuild the trash trailer.
Yeah,
I bought, those things that go over dump trucks. Real heavy duty mesh. About one of those.
Your tarps twice a month.
So, for budget purposes, can we reduce it to 500?
Yep.
Oh, definitely.
I think so. I mean, I think we just need to look that way.
I'm
not saying even for this category. The cost is fuel, wear and tear on the vehicles, and Paul's time to drive to town to dump a thing that could have been burned out.
Can I make another suggestion on that? If we put two trash cans in each cabin, lots of people are into everybody asks us, do you recycle?
Do we have
a
recycle trailer for aluminum cans?
No.
But if
I have a can for
recycling
paper.
Costs us, though.
Yep.
I mean, even here in town, there have been a lot of recycling efforts, and it won't save us money. It's maybe an environmentally sound thing to do, but...
No, but not for recycling.
We have them
separate it so that they have paper.
Burnable and non-burnable.
Yeah.
Burnable and non-burnable,
yeah,
and then we can
change
it.
Even the cans and everything. I mean, when we used to burn our garbage, we'd burn everything down.
Okay.
Cans melt down pretty good, and you bury it, and you're done.
You have one issue that if you go
a couple of months, then you can't burn. Then you get a terrible stench from the garbage.
Yeah.
So
I think it's got to be in a location far enough from any of the buildings that if it gets ripe, nobody's going to know.
There's a little room out there.
Yeah. So I think if people bring their trash, put it in the trailer, and I take the trailer and dump it.
You know what? We've got such a beautiful spot down there. Down the road, I know there wants to be some RV pads, but we've got a great spot down there that we can burn down there by the gravel pit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's far enough away from everything that nobody's going to be bothered by it. It's down in a hole, so people aren't going to see it.
It's a great area.
And I just soon park the trash trailer there. They throw their stuff there when they're driving out of the cabins or
We're trying to get the trash trailer out of the airport.
Well, that is centrally located between the cabins. I don't know if the lower cabins will run back up there. And
probably not.
Yeah, probably not, but maybe we have a trash trailer parked somewhere up in a corner. I'd love to have them drive and throw their trash into the pit. The whole aspect of us gathering.
I'll look into that.
Now, the only problem is, if it's like that and it doesn't get burned and bags are torn or people start throwing stuff that's not bagged and it's blowing, it'll look like going to the landfill. It's got to be really carefully contained where it's not.
What kind of rats do we have out there?
You name it. Big ones, little ones.
What did you ask?
Bears.
I asked my favorite question. What kind of rats do we have out there? Because I don't like trashy rats at all. I have a horrible... I will be out there with a shotgun.
If you put it far enough away from the cabins and everything else, we'll have a rat fry when we burn it all off.
Let's do it.
I was going to say, before all we got here, we had no rat problem at all.
About
we had
cats.
About 900 cats, so...
What about it being an attraction to bears?
It will be.
Oh, yeah.
I'll work on something.
Yeah, let's look at it.
Okay.
Okay, miscellaneous equipment, other, I'd say we budget nothing.
That's $37 because I just went in there and half of that was just under the wrong category. It's right under on the other deal.
Friday night cookout costs. we're increasing. The revenue, we want to increase this a little bit. $600
for the cookouts.
Except I'm not sure what cookouts and cookout other is.
That's kind of confusing there. It's Friday night cookouts and Friday night campfire cookouts.
I think leaving it at $500.
Looks like in total we spent more like $404. Right. So
I think the other is trying to get it on to receipt.
Okay, is this what we spent? This is where I get confused trying
this
to read this thing. Okay, so we spent $404.
Yeah.
Budgeted $500.
We budgeted $500, which means that we didn't come out. What?
Yeah. We didn't spend $500.
Right. You spent $404 out of a $500 budget.
Okay.
Meat and bones, 16 for $400.
So we're going to budget $500 for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And did that, okay, now the barbecues, did that go under 4th of July too? And
that's the other that, 4th
okay.
of July.
Okay. The other. Where's other? I'm confused. Okay. Oh, then I didn't. No, because, okay, the, where it says other, that was for the 140 at 79, or 170, 49, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
that is not Friday night.
No, that was 4th of July.
That was 4th of July and annual meeting, probably. Right? Or just 4th of July?
I saw in your meeting right down here.
Was that separate?
We have another annual meeting category.
Okay.
234 is, yeah.
So I kept, so we kept it under the budget even with the, even with the 4th of July in there.
Chicken steak salmon.
All right, good.
Okay. So we've got 500 in Friday night cookouts.
Right.
In the campfire cookouts other, which do we need that category for something else?
Well, that ended up being the 4th of July, which was a new thing that
so should we change
year,
that so description to 4th of July
I just,
and
I just wrote that
games,
in. Yeah.
And how much do we want to put in that?
And the campfire, and so that one, you know, what do you want to do, 200 for that sort of thing?
Probably. Does that sound good to everybody?
Mm-hmm. And then on the and the Friday night cookout?
500.
Okay.
Okay. General and administrative lodging expenses.
That was the trip that Paul took.
What was that?
That was the trip that Paul took.
You guys did agree to send me to that class.
Yeah, over in March.
It's not this year, it's in March. I don't know. Did you
so
get that
let's call that education. Bit of lodging expense then.
Okay. We didn't have a budget
and
for that last year, this year.
But a budget of 400. Is that probably going to cover some of those, Paul?
Yeah, that'd be plenty.
Okay, next one, admin management.
That's me.
Next one.
Thank you for not deducting.
We haven't finalized, so. Bank card merchant fees. That's up a lot, I guess, indicative of today's world. There's a lot more going through that.
There was also an unauthorized
comment on that?
Yes.
Linda, would you happen to know what the merchant fee percentage is at now, what we're paying?
Not off of the top of my head. I'd have to go home and look that up in the files.
Okay, yeah, that's
489 expense, or were they unauthorized? We took out of our money, and that ended up being in there. So,
I mean, that's a really good shoppable thing you can negotiate between companies now.
Right.
So minus 400 from that?
Yeah.
It's got very competitive.
So that's only five.
So we should just put this at 450 then, let's say.
I agree. You'll have to tell me how to do that, Jody.
Jody, what's a reasonable fee? 2.7?
No, right now I'm paying 1.64.
Wow.
And like a quarter of a transaction?
Yeah, probably a quarter or 15 cents, one of the two.
Who are you with, Jody?
Costco executive.
Can you spell that?
Costco, do you guys have them up there?
Thanks.
You have to be a member of Costco to get that rate, but I don't know if there's Costco's up there, if that'd be worth the while, but it might be.
We are a member.
We do have Costco.
Oh, all right. If you have executive membership, it's 1.64.
I have executive membership.
We are executive.
I cut my expenses real good with that one.
Air Springs is executive membership, and that's what we use to do it.
We deal with merchant services. That's who does our credit cards.
That's who I used to be with. Yeah, you'd be better off changing it over.
Okay.
And if you're executive membership fee, you don't pay an application fee.
Okay.
Great. Thanks for that heads up, Jody. That's good.
You're welcome.
Meals, that must be kind of traveling expenses and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Have we covered that in the 400 above in education, or do we need something separate?
This is separate.
I'm not seeing meals.
We skipped it.
General administration meals.
Oh, board annual meeting, sorry.
Oh, well.
It's underneath that.
Board annual meeting, sorry. I need to put a number in for that.
And I put the Olympics in that category, and I'll separate it now that we've had the discussion we did.
Okay. So 200 in each of those, so 400 total. That sounds fine. Meals, Paul?
Yep.
Suggestion there for a number.
Did you say 200 for each?
Yeah. I said 200 for the annual meeting and 200 for the Olympics, which would be a new category.
Right. Say like $100 would be $25 a day for a week.
Okay, 100.
100 for meals.
Meals, internet connection.
It did go up because they raised the
speed.
The speed.
So,
well, can I jump in on this a little bit? I have the bills in front of me. What I think is happening here, and Linda, you'll have to clear some of this up. Do any and all charges from GoDaddy go under website maintenance, or are you putting that $6.99 a month into internet connection?
I don't pay $6.99 a month.
I'm showing invoices here that we do. Now, they may lump them all together, but I've got... Oh, I'm sorry. That has changed, and they're lumping them all together. You're right. I don't know why we are not. Why Starband should? Starband's still costing us $49.99. They have not bumped us up.
Right, it's not gone up.
Right, and that's fine with me. You know, that's their problem. But I don't know where the $59.80 came from, unless that was that GoDaddy bill, which just recently came through for $59.98 in June. Do you remember?
GoDaddy?
Yeah, there was a GoDaddy hosting bill we went back and forth on.
Yeah.
On 6/29 of 2010, it's $59.98.
Right.
I'm wondering if just a few things from GoDaddy wound up in the internet connection category.
I put it.
Okay. Well, internet connection, bottom line is until they catch up to us, it's $49.99 a month, period.
Right.
So the $600 is right. I think we just got, you know, maybe we just mixed
put
up.
Put GoDaddy in there, and that's why it ended up going $59 over.
Right. Well, actually, $159 over. I don't know where the other $100 came from. But bottom line is if we put nothing but Starband and internet connection, which is what should be there, it will be $49.99 a month until who knows when.
Some of that would be domain name. Registration.
Yes. No. Domain name registration and stuff should be going under website maintenance.
Well, I'm trying to help account for the $100.
Oh.
Look at website maintenance down there. It says we budgeted $800.
$600 should be fine.
We only spent $455. Or you guys get really quiet all of a sudden.
Oh.
We're thumb wrestling.
Okay. Linda, do you get any recurring bills from GoDaddy?
I'm sorry, it's been a while.
Like every month, like you do for Starband? You don't, right?
No, I do not.
Okay, what happens is that every 2 years we have the main renewal, and then every two or three years, I'm trying to get them in sync because they kind of got out of sync for some reason, we have the hosting fee. So some years our GoDaddy charges will be zero, and other years there will be some. And I can look into that and email you guys about that if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay, I'll try to find out what the recurring charges are, how many years they occur. But as far as internet connection, That's Starband, as far as to my knowledge.
Yes.
Great. Okay. All right. Next one on the list is legal tax prep recording fees.
That show pretty low because we're not in a battle anymore, a legal battle.
Yeah, 120 is tax prep. Yeah, so there'll be 7 Utah titles.
Well, we had budgeted $2,500. I'm just wondering why.
We ended up not having to pay anything. That was anticipation because of the mule, donkey, devil donkey, devil donkey.
Okay, so awesome. 500 in there.
And we can take that down.
Well, we pay Niall out of there, and
we
haven't paid him yet, so I don't know what his annual fee is.
I'll look it up. Let me look it up. Go on.
So the next category down, liability property insurance, we paid $5,400.
Budgeted $5,400, right?
Well, we...
$850 for Nile. $5,006. $850 for Nile, but it's under taxes.
Under tax, that should be where it should be, huh? Mm-hmm.
Legal tax,
again. Right. Okay. So, how much was his again?
$850.
So, probably $1,000 in that category. And, let's say $5,200 in the insurance management fees. Is Nancy and Paul's salaries and anything else in there?
No.
And so actual this year was 27. Is that right? Because we haven't had the last
bit of
pay.
Yeah, we don't have the last 2 months.
And 32 is what was budgeted there. So that number I would prefer to discuss in administratively. So just leave that there for now. The payroll services. Okay, 300, I guess, has been working. Printing and postage, we probably look like we've come pretty close to that.
Mm-hmm.
Leave that the same. Security, we talked about buying some more cameras and doing some stuff there, but we didn't do a lot, but we did have some benefit from some that we did. So do we need to do more there this year?
It's kind of been in the department.
Does it help us to read the cameras and know who's doing what?
It doesn't help us a whole lot, I don't think, but it really helps the sheriff.
Have they used it?
Yes, we've been sharing that with them. We've had a problem with the... we need to get some larger chips for them because the main gate with that 1 gigabyte chip, it's filled up in a hurry. The upper one is a little bit more. But the sheriff is very impressed with the clarity of the pictures that come through. Cameras are set, so it's picking up license plates.
I think if there were something to happen, let's say it was up, when that truck was destroyed. Possibly, I'm not saying it would have caught them, but there's always that chance that it's there. If something were to happen, that's just a little bit of insurance, maybe.
I don't know if we necessarily need to add more of them, but I definitely think the two that we have are beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not we'd want to put one over in Slide or maybe one out on the Johnny Brown, I don't know.
So does the sheriff maintain those or read them, or do you read them?
What we do is we swap them out. We've tried to download them to the, we've tried to download them ourselves, and that's where we're running into the problems. When the chips get full, we can't download them. So what we're going to start doing is we're going to get some extra chips, and they're, $20 a piece?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get some extra chips, and then we're going to just swap the sheriff with them. And then they can read them, and then give them back. And then, they're not going to delete them. We'll have the record, and we can download it ourselves. But I think from a standpoint of the sheriff had that vandalism of the restrooms up there on top of the Crawford Pass. They'd like, to be able to review our pictures from that north gate if they ever do have something up there where they need to look at stuff.
The two cameras that we have cost us $500.
Okay.
For the two of them, so this would be four cameras if we left 1,000 on there.
Some cheap insurance might be a couple little signs at the key places that just said this ranch is under camera surveillance. Like people that don't have like ADT, but they put the sticker on their door.
Right.
In case people out. I don't know about budgeting $1,000 for it. I think maybe $500.
Two more cameras?
Yeah.
If you're going to get two more, I'd say $600, and that would cover your chips, too, because that's on here also.
Okay.
$600?
Yep.
This website maintenance amount is Melinda Sanders, $65 up to June, and then that's when we switched. And that is, that part is no more, except that we're going to put GoDaddy over to there, so on Vance's suggestion.
So what do we need to put in there for a budget?
What do you think, Vance?
Well, what I just found real quickly is that we had a $314 domain name renewal that won't come up again until 2014. That's $314 and change. And our SSL certificate renewal, actually the way it's been set up is to come up every year for $59.98. That's that weird number. Last time I talked to these guys on the phone, they noticed that we were out of sync, and they offered me a deal on bringing those both up to, doing them both 5 years at a time, and it does save us some money. So what I'm going to do is, I wanted to run that past you guys. I will get the figures on that. And if we can sync them up and save money, we don't have to do it till next year when the next one runs out. So for this year, just throw a couple $100 in there for just odds and ends, maybe. I don't know if there's going to be any other expenses come through from GoDaddy or not, because I just kind of inherited that situation.
So $200?
Yeah. Is that okay? Does that sound reasonable?
No.
Okay. And I'll try to wail on these guys and get them to quote me a price for getting these things synced up with each other so that they both expire in 2014. And if it's worth it to us, we may want to do that as a one-off. Okay, so 200, next one down, office supplies, Linda.
Office supplies, 200?
No. 767.
Oh, right. Okay, we have, we purchased a camera at the... for the ranch, we also had, both of us had to have the computer looked at. There's a couple of repairs on here. if you want me to categorize those down as ink cartridges and checks were reordered for a checking account.
I think those were all
is this
okay.
All, this is all good?
Yeah.
I don't think it, I think 500 is fine, though. I wouldn't put 7 in. I'd leave it at 5.
So 500.
New page.
We didn't get 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah? No, we didn't get
4. Yeah, don't ask for 4 or 4.
It's 3 or 4.
Swatted up in the trash.
Yeah, there. Is there an extra stack down there? 3 or 4?
Here's an extra 3 or 4.
There you go. Okay, these fencing is one item we'll come back to. Fishing supplies, we spent $1,750. We've got a budget of $1,800. It's probably good.
It was budgeted at $1,500.
It was $15. Sorry, small print.
Right. But we spent $1,750.
That was for fish. That wasn't for any supplies.
Fish.
And that was the bare minimum,
right,
as is the smallest amount that they would deliver.
Well, that's what I say. It is $1,800.
Where?
On the far right column.
Yeah.
Oh, I put that there. Okay.
Which is the one that we're manipulating.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Yes.
Next one, grazing fee expense. Might be our panels, for example, that we're going to buy or something.
I don't think so.
The BLM fee?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're probably looking at something more like $1,200 or something of that nature. Yeah, I don't know how we get a minus.
That is $1,000. I just looked at that.
Okay, so if that's taken off there,
yeah,
it'd be added to the grazing above, right? And you check and see what that does.
Well, it's in the other place. This is here under, I'm not sure what that is.
Well, this minus was, minus means that it's an income that was received as an expense.
Mm-hmm.
So if you change that back to the income, is this a duplicate entry? Or is
it is. It's a duplicate.
Okay.
This is just at the beginning of this month.
So maybe 1,000 should be all right, I would guess.
It should be. First that. 1,000 grazing fee.
Next one, petting zoo, 300.
That's good. Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just didn't take. I haven't asked for the rest of it because I know we're low on money and I don't
want to
do that. Not that important.
Okay, projects. We'll come back to all of those. Ranch staff. Summer help. We'll come back to that. Workers' compensation. We spent $1,200, so we can probably up that a little bit to $1,300. Should be all right.
You want to make that 13?
Yeah. BLM right away fees.
That 500 was voted on by the board in 08 to put $500 a month into the savings account, and I did that last year. I haven't done that this year yet, so that it would be available, I guess, so that when that came around, we would have it.
So plus 500. We should be paying that annually.
It's not annually.
Don't we pay it every 3 years?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, something like
okay.
that. Okay. So you want to leave that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought we could pay it annually, however.
Do you want to pay it annually?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you want to negotiate that with them?
I'd like to look at their statement and their way of billing. I know it's on a 10-year renewal, but I thought we had the option at one time to pay it annually, but we paid in advance, and we could have just paid the 1 year. So if you can dig out those bills, I'll be happy to talk to them.
Okay. Leave it 500 for now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Contract services, we will come back to. Culverts, we'll come back to. Water resources, new well, water catchments, all of that, we'll come back to. I think service charges. I put that at $50, I guess. Purpose of a budget. And vehicle registration may be up a little bit because we have a little higher valued vehicles now, right?
Not really. They're old enough that they're
well, that when you pay for them, you have to pay the tax on
right.
that first year.
Right.
And now they're under farm vehicles too. Doesn't that make it less?
No. So. And I didn't register the other truck.
So let's plus 700.
I haven't registered that other truck just because of money.
Local, what is that, Linda? The 1279.
Trying to get
that federal tax.
Well, savings.
Or federal tax.
Internal revenue.
So that's what Nile back bills us.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that our income tax? That's our income tax, probably.
Employers. That's the employer's quarterly federal tax.
Okay, so that shouldn't be there. That's the employer's quarterly should be its own. That's federal here, 6830 is an income tax, and which should be zero. That's for the whole reason why we split out our capital the way we did. So that would be the employee's contribution. So probably 1,300 there.
What? Repeat that for me. What you just were saying?
We're going to need about 1,300 for those quarterly taxes. However, we wouldn't categorize them as federal income tax. So for now, you can put 1,300 in there as a placeholder, and just know we need to add a category for that. Property tax or local tax, do we know what that is? 145.
Personal property.
Okay, so probably 150 there again. Property taxes, 6,100. I budget that for $6,000 this year.
The property taxes should be going down, shouldn't they, with a new commission coming in?
They've already gone down. We already did our first reduction, so that'll get us to the $6,000 at least. State is probably also the their withholdings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so put $600 in there just for placeholder. state taxes other? Do we know what that is? Okay, for now, let's just put $900 in there until we figure it out.
Would that be your withholding tax to the state? Or the,
well, we think that that's already another item that's above that, so we probably won't know without a little bit of research, which I think we're getting long on in this meeting. So if we add up all of those and minus it from our anticipated revenue, that leaves us with $49,450 to distribute in our discretionary project list and improvement areas.
That's to cover all the items that we skipped.
Yeah.
That's probably about right.
Because those items that we skipped add up to a whole lot more than that.
Yes.
So now we know the amount that we really can maybe make some decisions in regard to what, how we're going to prioritize things. So, somebody here is going to need to be a scribe and write down all of our projects so we can prioritize and decide what we're going to do. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
So, let's just kind of write these projects down that I've skipped over. I'll try to go through them from top to bottom. Everybody see if I'm missing any, okay? The first one that I think we had was under what we called cabin and maintenance, and we had a total there of
$21,200.
Okay. What page? Okay. Okay. The next one was
fencing.
Fencing materials, I think it
There's
is.
There's one over here. I don't know if this is dirt. Is this yours or mine?
It's anybody's. Fencing, and we had $17,000 there. Then down projects next. Barn restoration, we had $6,000. Contract labor for projects, we had $10,000. Finley Cabin, we had $6,000. Headquarters improvement, we had $26,413. Pavilions, we had $8,000. RV camping area, we had $2,000. Summer help, we had $1,000. we had contract services. For $6,180, culverts $4,000,
on these totals that you're stating there again, it's what was asked to put in plus what we already had in the budget. And on some of these, I think that may not be what you were thinking would be the case.
Okay.
Like, for instance, culverts. We already had $1,000 in the budget, and I was asked to put $3,000 in on top of that. That's what made the $4,000.
Yeah, we just want the base request, I think. So if you can tell us what those are.
The basic requests are those that are under requested budget items. That's the total of what was requested. The total is adding that to the budget that we already had in 2010. Or what we spent over in 2010.
Okay, since I can't add all three of those columns up quick.
But you have the total at the end, right? The end is
the total includes
the total. The includes
others. Right, but so the culvert says 4,000.
The culvert says 4,000.
It should be 3,000.
It should be 3,000.
If as I call out these numbers, somebody can add a better number, I would sure appreciate that.
So we're not adding the 3,000 asked for on top of the 1,000?
That was what I was told.
Somebody's asked for 3,000 for culverts. Last year, for some totally unrelated reason, we had 1,000 in the budget.
Right.
It's probably not right that we add that 1,000 and this 3,000 to say that the request was 4,000.
The request is 3,000. And the 01 is because...
You can tell I'm wearing long on this.
Well, is that same thing true on...
All of them.
Fencing up the top. Are we looking at 12,000?
Apparently so.
17,000.
Under requested budget
apparently
item.
So. So, anyway, okay, let's keep going. We'll go back. We'll correct these. First thing I'd like to do is just get these prioritized. Mm-hmm. So let's get a list of what they are and some number drawn out of the sky. And then let's go back and try to prioritize. If, as I call out a number, if somebody can tell me a better number, Linda or anybody, please do so. Don't talk to me about sheets of paper now. I'm overloaded with sheets of paper.
Okay, me too.
So, like I said, if somebody has a better number, call it out.
All right.
Okay, leaf, spring.
29 is what Jody had submitted for the first phase on leaf spring. The 2,000 is what we have yet.
Okay, so I just need to know one number.
29,000.
Okay. New well. We have 1376.
That was the equipment that was made, that we used to make a solar well in the... where we changed it from the windmill
Slide
to
Canyon.
The solar well.
So that's already spent.
That's already spent.
Yeah.
So that's not on this list. Okay. System maintenance repairs. This is, again, underwater, but I don't know if that's...
It's already spent.
It's already been spent.
So nothing. Water catchments.
2000 is what you wanted to upgrade the
culvert pit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
the gate, head gates,
Water storage tanks already spent last year.
Right.
No new requests. Water resources.
Right.
Okay. Do I have everything on the list, even though the dollar amount might be incorrect? Is anybody's project not been mentioned here as we've gone through anybody's submissions?
I sent in a written request for $5,000 for the study and preliminary on the upper spring in the middle.
Okay.
And I made a couple other suggestions, but I don't see any work.
Did it come to me?
No.
there was a few suggestions. I think they're on this on these papers.
Okay, call them out. I'm making the master list there, me and Nancy.
Management fee increase. I'll just go from the top.
Okay.
Headquarters tree planting.
Wait, how much?
That's under headquarters.
Oh, $2,500 for the management fee.
He has that. That's under headquarters.
I know, but you didn't.
I'm just reading them out. $2,500 for the tree planting. And then the...
$25 for tree planting?
Mm-hmm.
The decks,
$4,000 to $5,000 per deck. Probably just one a year.
So, $45.
Wait, you need to get that one, Ms.
Excuse me.
You've
already done those,
sir. She's creating a master list for Dirk, is all.
Okay.
I've done them where?
But you did them. You called them out already. That's under cabin maintenance and headquarters and trip.
Well, but cabin have some that says cabin maintenance versus some that says decks,
$4,500. Mm-hmm.
It does us no good to have something that says cabin maintenance.
Well, I send in a request for doors.
I totally agree.
But I don't see them, but I assume they were in the
in this process right now, I'm not trying to make whatever happened, happen. We're going to have a discussion here in the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
And every item is going to receive some kind of priority. And so we need to know what the items are.
Okay.
And so if we can generate this list, and then we can have a discussion. Is there a better way to deal with that than that?
Okay. I interrupted because you already had a total on that paper.
And I'll be happy to cross cabin maintenance off.
Okay.
And put these few detail ones on.
And your list has already been generated here.
Okay.
Okay. If everything is on that list.
Yes. I didn't get Dale's. I don't know. I don't recall receiving Dale's email.
Well, then I just didn't receive that paper.
Okay, can you hand that out to each of us then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Sorry. Got it.
It has a stack. It has pictures of the shed that Paul wants to.
Oh,
get.
That's yes, that
it's
okay.
All in that stack.
Okay.
You did good. I'm gonna work it. The leaf spring proposal is in there. In extra explanations on that. All of that is. The three phases for leaf spring is on there.
Is that the one that's $800,000?
Yes. So, well, that's the total. The first phase is $20,000.
Somewhere in our stacks of paper shows that we're supposed to have.
This is the paper. It says budget item request.
Hey, Derek, I have this whole list here taped together. If you want to just run down all the items, I've got it right here.
I have it, Jody. That's
okay. I put my pages together so they wouldn't be flying all over the place. I know it's hard if you don't. Let me know if you need help on that.
How many pages is it?
There's two of this budget two. Items requested for review.
They're right here. I mean, you want this.
Okay, we'll give them the rest of it if you don't have it.
Here's the rest of it.
And then that's further explanation on those items.
Six total pages.
Yours is here, Jody. Yeah, I do. There's that.
I just need the front page.
And I'll do it.
Mike, I've already got your headstone worked out for the pet cemetery. I'll tell you later.
Thank you.
In front of the girl, you can't say it, eh? No, I can't. We're busy.
Didn't we do that last winter? You know you're bored when you're...
Right.
I need some B vitamins.
Okay, how about we take a little break right now?
Okay.
I need to convert this into a list, not a bunch of paragraphs, because we're going to prioritize it. I'll take 5 minutes with this. I'll make copies of the list. We can deal with it.
It's right here.
And double check that the other list is covered on it somewhere.